This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I'm joined by Dr. Nadig, Chief, Division of Transplant Surgery at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Nadig.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm eager to learn more about Northwestern Medicine transplantation and advancements in transplants. So, Doctor, let's start with this. The Northwestern Medicine Organ Transplantation Center has performed more than 11,600 solid organ transplants. For those who don't know, what types of transplants are available at Northwestern Medicine?
We now do here at Northwestern kidney transplant, liver transplant, heart transplant, lung transplant, intestinal transplant, pancreas transplant, and we're one of the largest programs in the country.
Wow, that's a lot of transplants. I probably should have asked, what transplants do you not do?
Well, these are solid organ transplants. Mm-hmm. We, of course, do blood transplants, so stem cell transplants, things like that. I run the solid organ transplant program.
Why choose Northwestern Medicine for an organ transplant? Can you give me a couple of reasons why?
It's because we're focused on trying to do them differently. Our thesis at Northwestern is innovation with an underpinning of quality. So we're not here about just doing more transplants. We're here about offering the ability to think outside of the box so people come here for their transplants that maybe they were turned away from other places and using that technology to do that.
This is Voices of Better Medicine supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox along with Dr. Nadig, Chief, Division of Transplant Surgery at Northwestern Medicine. And we are talking about Northwestern Medicine's transplantation and advancements in transplants. So Dr. Nadig, what innovation is happening at Northwestern Medicine that contributes to the success of the center and your patients?
We're running over 90 clinical trials here at Northwestern. Two of the things that I think I'll highlight, both on the one on the kidney side, one on the liver side, that is just game changing is on the kidney side, my dream is to have a kidney transplant like a colonoscopy. You go in the hospital, you get your transplant, and you leave, and we're making that a reality. We do transplants and kidney transplants for select patients without general anesthesia, just with the spinal anesthetic, and you're home within 24 hours. We published this. We were on the cover of American Journal of Transplantation, and they even featured it as an episode on Grey's Anatomy. If you are interested, you can Google that. But doing it awake is not just for purposes of marketing. It's really because the patients get better quicker. And we are progressing the field beyond general anesthesia and five-day hospital stays, which is the average length of stay in the country, to our average length of stay is 2 days for a kidney transplant, but we've got it down to becoming what would be equating to an outpatient procedure. So you get a spinal anesthetic as if you're getting a C-section, and you get a transplant, and then home within 24 hours in many cases. We've done about 15, and people are doing really well. Zero narcotic pain medication required.
And
so patients do really well. On the liver side, we're offering a program called the CLEAR trial, where patients have no other option. They're going to hospice. They have no living donors for liver transplants, and they have colorectal cancer that's metastasized to their liver. We take out half of their liver. We put a small piece of a liver in. Now, that small piece is not enough to sustain their body, so we give it 2 weeks to grow. It grows inside their body, and we take out the other half of the cancer. The first patient we did here was on his way to hospice. He had no living donor options. We did this procedure called the rapid procedure on him, and after that, we started the CLEAR trial, and he went from going to hospice on chemotherapy to off chemotherapy and now 8 months cancer-free.
Oh, my.
So game-changing, paradigm-shifting, that's the goal. On top of, the most important thing is the underpinning of quality.
Yes, I tell you, the advancement of medicine and technology, fascinating. And finally, Dr. Nadig, what makes you excited about the future of transplantation at Northwestern Medicine?
Because the future is now. We've gone from the era of anti-rejection medication to the era of preservation solutions to the era of technique when everything kind of stopped. And we are square in the center of what I call the next era of transplant, which is the era of technology. Mm-hmm. And Northwestern is leading the charge there using machine perfusion, robotics, nanotherapeutics, all the clinical trials we're doing and some of the trials that we just talked about. And that is the future. The future of transplantation is bright. We're in the middle of it right now, and it's just such a young field. I always tell people my father is older than the field of transplantation. Transplantation is only 71 years old.
Wow.
And that gives us a lot of hope for the future for people with end-stage organ failure.
I've learned quite a bit. Thank you, Dr. Nadig, Chief, Division of Transplant Surgery at Northwestern Medicine. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox. And again, Dr. Nadig, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.